You know, friends, I get a lot of satisfaction out of being able to tell you about one-a-day brand vitamins, both one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets, and one-a-day vitamin B complex tablets. Because they are such fine products, and they can do you so much good. They're both made by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, let's consider one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made of Miles. What can they do for you? Well, it's a well-known medically accepted fact that vitamin A helps the body maintain normal resistance to cold infections. Now, it's true that it has not been definitely established that you can prevent colds with vitamin A, yet it makes sense that if you get ample supplies of this vitamin, your chances of having frequent or severe colds may be substantially reduced. That's sensible, isn't it? So be sure you get your vitamins A and D. Take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. You see, by taking a single one-a-day vitamin A and D tablet each day, you can get more than just your minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins. And it costs, well, a full month's supply of 30 tablets is only 50 cents. And the larger packages are even more economical. So you better ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets right away and just see how much good they can do for you in your fight against cold. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if Little Pearl's application for student nurse's training is accepted, Abner's problem of securing a job for his daughter will be solved. This gives the old fellows free minds and time to deal with their eternal Monday problem, how to overcome Ulysses S. Quincy's excuses and manage to have the Tuesday night meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club at that elusive gentleman's home. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner is just entering.
Oh,
you back already, Abner?
Yeah. There weren't no letter for Little Pearl, old Lum. I thought sure she'd get a hearing from that nurse's outfit today.
Well, she ain't had time to get a hearing from them yet.
Ain't had time?
Well, don't forget she had to send her application clean to New York City.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Box 88.
Huh?
No telling where Box 88 might be.
No.
More than likely it's out the edge of the town somewhere.
Yes, huh?
And New York's a pretty big town, too.
Yeah, I know it is. Even bigger than Little Rock, they say.
Oh, yeah.
But Pearl's getting anxious to get started being one of them student nurses. Just can't wait.
She likes the idea now.
Oh, yeah. Tickled to death. Of course, Elizabeth thinks Pearl oughtn't to be leaving home yet. They're sort of arguing.
Yeah, well, most mamas feel that way about their youngins.
I reckon so.
Take Gessmer Butte, for instance.
Huh?
Gessmer was 39 before his mama let him go to the barbershop and get a haircut by herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever they have company, she still calls him her baby.
Goodness.
Just embarrasses Gessmer half to death.
Well, she'll more than likely take him by the hand, lead him up to the courthouse when he applies for his old age pension.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't deserve a wit, I believe, Lum.
Oh, I wouldn't go first to say that.
I believe
it. Hardly. I do get off a few good ones now and then, though, I reckon.
Well, yes, you do.
Was there any other mail?
No. Another letter there from a state office or something or other.
Hmm. Must be something official. Let's see it.
Yeah, just a minute. Let's see. Can't recollect which pocket. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Oh, that sure is a big envelope.
Yeah, it looks important.
Yeah, it does. I started looking at it myself. Big long envelope that way. Somewhere. What does it say?
Wait till I get it open.
Oh, we don't owe that outfit no money, do we?
No, I'm sure we don't. Oh, looks like a questionnaire of some kind.
Questionnaire? Oh, it looks like all we did here lately is just fill them things out. Who's this one from?
Yes, it says it's from the Office of the State Director of Vehicular Transportation.
Well, reckon what they want to know.
No bunch of stuff here.
Yes, huh?
Get me a pencil and I'll fill this out right now.
Yeah, fill the thing out. Them things are clean over my head. They get me all mixed up. I'll get a pencil.
It takes a business executive like me to understand these things.
Here's a delible pencil. Is that all right?
Yeah. Won't be needing to erase nothing always. Always get it right the first time. Get the phone there, will you, Abner?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Let's see here. Name, Lum Edwards.
Hello. Peabody. Got him down store library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, what is it, Ulysses?
Ulysses. Hang up, Abner.
Huh?
Say wrong number and hang up.
Wrong number, Ulysses. Goodbye.
Good work, Abner.
What do you want me to do that for, Lum?
Well, you know what he wanted. He's just going to give us some more excuses so we won't have to have a meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club over to his place tomorrow night.
Yeah, more likely. I sort of wanted to hear what his excuse was this week,
yeah,
though. Them things are getting interesting, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Just see what he'll study up next.
Yeah, I'm getting sick and tired of having him get out of this, though. He's alibied his way out of having the meeting for 4 or 5 weeks in hand running now.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this time we're going to outwit him.
Where, huh?
Yes, sir. We just ain't going to listen to none of his excuses.
Well, I hope it'll work.
Well, don't worry, it will. Let's see, where was I at in this questionnaire? Oh, yeah, here we are. Type of business.
Huh.
I reckon that'd be general merchandise, wouldn't it?
I reckon. We run a library, too.
Yeah, but Grandpap's the only one that ever uses that. We don't make no money out of it.
No. Ought to put it down, though, I believe. I'm better put it in.
Couldn't
there.
Call it a business, hardly.
Don't want to cheat, though, on this.
Maybe so. I'll make a note of that over at the side here.
Yeah. What's the next question?
How long in business?
Huh?
See, how long have we been running the Jot 'em Down store?
Oh, wait a minute. I believe that's all right.
Well, don't answer it. More likely Ulysses again.
Well, it might be somebody else, old Lum, a grocery order or something like that.
Yeah, that's right,
yeah.
Well, disguise your voice and say it's the liver stable or something like that.
No, that's a thing to do, yeah. Hello, Hodkins Liver Stable. Our Hodkins doing the talking.
Is it him?
I think so.
Oh, hang up then.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get a sure food, Ulysses, that time. He said he never recognized my voice. Said I sounded just like Abner Peabody.
Granny, this is 1 week we're going to have the meeting at his place or know the reason why.
Yeah, yeah. What's the next question
there? I ain't studied up the answer to that last one yet.
Oh.
I know we was in business 2 years before the big storm of 1903.
Yeah.
That was the year before the grasshoppers come.
Yeah, you're right.
But I can't recollect just what year the storm of 1903 was in.
Well, Grandpappy Spears can tell you. He loves to tell about that storm. Talks about it all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ought to know if anybody would.
Oh, he
I think
know.
I'll just write that down here. Check with Milford A. Spears on this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That ought to do it.
Why, sure. That'll tell him where to find it out. What's next?
Let's see. Do you do your accounting on a fiscal or accrual basis?
Accrual basis?
That's what it says here.
Well, I do know.
Abner, I ain't been cruel to you here in the store, have I?
Why, no, I wouldn't say you've been cruel. Of course, I will admit, though, you make me do most of work around here, Lum. Sweep out and wash the windows and clean the feed room and all such of that.
Wait a minute, Abner. You never had nothing to do with this questionnaire, did you? You didn't by any chance write to this director and ask him to send me this thing.
Why, of course I never.
Look me square in the eye.
I never done it, Lum. Cross
well,
my heart.
It looks mighty suspicious to me. That's all I got to say.
Well, I never had a thing to do with it, honest and
true. Write down no.
Huh?
No. I'm going to write down no on that cruel thing.
Yeah,
must think
good.
I beat you and whip you or something like that.
No, you don't do nothing like that. You want me to get the phone?
No, don't answer. We're outwitting Ulysses, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, I forget. What's the other part of that question, that fiscal thing?
Oh, on a fiscal or accrual basis. Fiscal, they must mean physical.
Huh?
Yeah, I reckon they left out the letter I.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it means, physical means physical condition.
Huh?
I reckon they want to know if we're keeping ourselves in good condition. On account of the war and all that stuff, you know?
Oh, sure. That's it, huh? Yeah.
So, beginning tomorrow, I'm going to start putting you through some setting up exercises every morning.
Setting up? I don't need no exercises to set up. I can do that easy. I can't run and stuff like that, but I can set up now. I'll tell you that right
now. If the state director wants us to do this, our grannies, we're going to do it, and that's that.
Well, I don't need it.
Don't answer the phone, though.
Huh?
I'll write that down here. No, but I'm starting tomorrow morning.
Well, you better change that cruel thing to yes, then. That's all I got to say.
Here, what is the valuation of your capital assets? See Schedule A.
See who?
Schedule A.
Well, how can we see him if they won't come out and give us his full name? That A don't help. Might be Abernathy or Adams or... Don't reckon that means Gilroy Adams, do you, Lon?
No, he ain't got nothing to do with the state giver, man.
Well, his name starts with A. He might have something to do with this. You can't tell about that Gilroy. Maybe he can help you fill that thing out. Why don't you go over there?
I don't need no help. A business-minded executive like me.
You don't, huh?
What portion of these capital assets has been written off by obsolescence?
By O-less who?
By obsolescence.
Well, there ain't nobody by that name ever worked for us, Lon. Where'd they get these questions anyway? I don't believe that letter belongs to us.
See Schedule B.
B? Who's that now, Walt Bates?
I don't know.
That's it, Bates.
Do you operate under a fiduciary?
Under what? It
says here under a fiduciary.
No, sir, we don't do it.
Well, I didn't know we operated under nothing. Better get a ladder, Abner, and climb up on the roof and see if you can see anything up there.
Long, all is up there's a roof. I know what's up there.
Well, but better check anyway, just to make sure. I want to fill this questionnaire out right, and I want to send it back to them today.
All right. After I get up there, I want to know what I'm looking for. I ain't never seen one of them fiduciaries before. Might be a bomb for all I know. If that's up there, I don't want to go up there, Lon.
It's got something to do with business.
Has, huh?
Us executives understand them things.
Well, if you understand it, what does that fiduciary mean, then?
It means I'm working on another question here. How do you amortize shipment costs over sales prices?
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, it means, it's the same as fiduciary, only littler, I think.
What is?
Abner, stop asking so many silly questions.
Well, what are you going to write down for answer to them things?
I'm going to write nothing down right now. I'm going to put this aside till tomorrow. I've got too many other things to do now.
I thought you said you was going to fill this out and send it back to them right today,
for
Lon.
Goodness sakes, answer the phone. Didn't you hear it ring?
I'll get it. Hello, jot him down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
No, get away from the phone. We're outwitting Ulysses.
It's all right. This is just Elizabeth.
Oh.
What's that, Elizabeth? What's he doing over there? Oh, just a minute. Let me tell him. Ulysses come over to my place to call us up because he thought his phone was out of order.
Uh-oh, here goes our plan to outwit him.
But she said all he wanted to tell us was that it was okay to have the meeting at his place tomorrow night.
Well, for goodness sake, we went to a lot of trouble for nothing.
Was there anything else, Elizabeth? He done what? Oh. Yeah, I'll tell him. All right, goodbye.
What's the matter now?
Well, when Ulysses thought his phone weren't working, he tried to fix it himself, Lon.
Yeah.
And he got hold of some electric wires by mistake and caused a short and burned up all the parlor furniture, so he said to tell us we can't have the meeting there after all.
Folks, how about it? You're really on the job these days. You're getting as much done on the job as you feel you should. For those times when a dull headache or a touch of acid indigestion threatens to slow you down for a while, makes your job seem twice as hard as usual, keep a package of friendly, dependable Alka-Seltzer tablets handy. In fact, Alka-Seltzer is such a good all-around product, offering relief for these work-disturbing and fun-spoiling ailments, that you really should keep a package both at work and at home. So try it, won't you? The sooner the better. Get a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist tonight or tomorrow, sure. And say, you better get the large 60-cent size package, though, because it's more economical than the 30-cent package.